This evening, PBS will air American Promise, a documentary that traces the lives of two African-American boys for 13 years. As young boys in the film, they both attend an elite private day school in New York City that's made a commitment to diversity. But as the years go on, the parents question the decision to put their kids in a school that doesn't have other children that look like their own. American Promise, which was a Sundance darling last year, takes us on the boys' paths from kindergarten through high school graduation and the challenges in between. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
In the beginning of American Promise, filmmakers Michelle Stevenson and Joe Brewster are setting out to chronicle the complete pre-collegiate education of their son Idris and his best friend, Cheyenne Summers. Both are attending the Dalton School, one of the country's best private schools. But as time goes on, things become complicated. Cheyenne's father, Tony Summers, worries a bit about Dalton's ethnic composition. It's about 75% white.
I've been the only black child in the classroom. Wasn't a pleasant thing back then.
He hopes time has changed that. And as the film shows, in some ways, it has. In the early grades, both Idris and Cheyenne did well and enjoyed school. Here's 5-year-old Cheyenne's assessment.
I love you to Dalton because it's my favorite school now, and I love it there.
But 6 years later...
I hate school. It's bad, it's hard, and I'm in the sixth grade.
So what happened in between? For one thing, explains a Dalton administrator, expectations increase.
We do expect a lot of independence. So if kids haven't incorporated those skills by sixth grade, that's when they start to fall apart.
But as the film progresses, we see it's not just academics that can be challenging, but issues of race and class. In this candid conversation with his dad, Idris asked Joe, a Harvard and Stanford-educated psychiatrist, a devastating question.
But if I was white, then I'd be better off. Isn't that true?
Idris is treading a fine line between two vastly different communities, the one at Dalton and the one in his neighborhood.
Sometimes, like, change my voice. I go like, hey, y'all, what's up? Or I change my voice. I don't talk like I talk at Dalton so they won't make fun of me.
The boys' paths diverge in high school. He was very bright, but Dalton's academic demands and Cheyenne's learning style were not a good match, says the head of the middle school.
This is a high-energy, fast turnover, a lot of volume, a lot of ownership, a lot of things happening at the same time.
Cheyenne transfers to Benjamin Banneker Academy, a mostly black public school devoted to demanding academics and cultural affirmation. Idris continues at Dalton. Parents of the school's black sixth-grade boys gather at the Brewster's house for mutual support. One ponders if the trade-off they're making has other costs.
We put our children in this environment, and if they are seeing it now, what perception are they going to have of themselves?
Yeah.
Is this going to be something that's going to help them in the future, or something that's going to
hinder them?
That jury's still out. Filmmaker Michelle Stevenson says part of the reason she wanted to make American Promise was to correct what she says are implicit assumptions built around black boys.
Around their ability to learn, around expectations and impressions of them perhaps being a little more dangerous than others.
This increasing diversity, she says, is a good but not final step.
Diversity is not enough. There are biases that come along with that diversity that need to be unpacked and dismantled.
She turned the camera on her family and the Summers so other black families might learn from their experiences. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
And American Promise premieres tonight on PBS.